ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज इक्वल टू everyone, verse number 48. Shri Yudhishthira Vacha Vidvesho Daite Putre Katham Asina Mahatmani Bruhi Me Bhagavanena Prahladasya Chutatmata. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha Vidvesho Daite Putre Katham Asina Mahatmani Bruhi Me Bhagavanena Prahladasya Chutatmata. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha Vidvesho Daite Putre Katham Asina Mahatmani Bruhi Me Bhagavanena Prahladasya Chutatmata. Vacha Vidvesho Daite Putre Katham Asina Mahatmani Bruhi Me Bhagavanena Prahladasya Chutatmata. Shri Yudhishthira Vacha Vidvesho Daite Putre Prahladasya Chutatmata. Bruhi Me Bhagavanena Prahladasya Chutatmata. Shri Yudhishthira Vacha Vidvesho Daite Putre Katham Asina Mahatmani Bruhi Me Bhagavanena Sachutatmata. Mataji, Shri Yudhishthira Vacha Yashoda Ite Putre कथमासीन महात्मनि भूय मे भगवानेन प्रह्लादस्य चुदात्मनि. वर्ड मीनिंग्स. श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच. महाराज युधिष्ठिर सेड विद्वेष हेट्रेड दैते फॉर हिज ओन बिलवेड पुत्रे सन कथम हाउ आसित देर वॉज महाआत्मनी द ग्रेट सोल प्रहलाद ब्रूई प्लीज टेल मे अंटू मी भगवान ओ एक्सॉल्टेड सेज येना बाय विच प्रहलादस्य ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज अच्युत टू अच्युत आत्मता ग्रेट अटैचमेंट. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. महाराज युधिष्ठिर इंक्वायर्ड ओ माय लॉर्ड नारद मुनि व्हाई वाज देयर सच एनमिटी बिटवीन हिरण्यकश्यपु एंड हिज बिलवेड सन प्रहलाद महाराज. हाउ डिड प्रहलाद महाराज बिकम सच अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा. Kindly explain this to me. Purport. All the devotees of Lord Krishna are called Achyutatma because they follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Achyuta refers to the infallible Lord Vishnu, whose heart is always infallible. Because the devotees are attached to the infallible, they are called Achyutatma. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 1st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सहग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामे निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. सो दिस इज द लास्ट वर्स ऑफ दिस चैप्टर. And the next chapter will start. Hiranyakashipu will start his austerities and then become the first and the greatest demon of this universe. So in this, we see this chapter also starts with the question by Yudhishthira Maharaj about how when Shishupal was killed by Lord Krishna in the Rajasuya Yajna, how Shishupal's soul entered Krishna's body, and Yudhishthir was little perplexed to see this. So he was inquiring from Narada Muni, and Narada Muni gives answers, and he tells about the previous births of Shishupal. He tells how they were Jai Vijay and how they fell down and all. So then after that, yesterday we saw how he's taking, yesterday we saw Narada Muni is telling how this Jai Vijay had maintained the enmity for a long time with Lord Krishna, and because in that way they were continuously thinking about the Lord, they were liberated. And today again Maharaj Yudhishthir puts a new question to Narada Muni, where he is asking that why there was such enmity between Hiranyakashipu and his beloved son Prahlad Maharaj. How did Prahlad Maharaj become such a great devotee of the Lord Krishna? And these two answers will take few chapters to cover. Then he'll talk about how Hiranyakashipu was doing his austerities, and how Prahlad was born, and how Prahlad was tortured, and everything will be covered in the next 3 to 4 chapters. So the question comes is, why Hiranyakashipu, even though he may be a demon, the biggest demon, here very interesting word comes is why he became inimical to his beloved son Prahlad. He is not saying just to his son, to his beloved son. And then we see in the future chapters how when Prahlad was 5 years old, when he comes for the first time from Gurukul, Hiranyakashipu actually takes Prahlad Maharaj onto his lap, and you know, he's shedding tears of love, seeing Prahlad. There's so much affection for Prahlad. So that is why here the question comes, why, if he is so beloved to Hiranyakashipu, why he became so inimical that he is ready to kill him? So that is first question. And next question he says, how Prahlad became a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Yes, this which we will see later. So first question is, because purpose is only little, so I was thinking about what this means for us, today's practical life. That how Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad, became his enemy. And such an enemy that he was ready to kill him also. And he tried to kill him so many different ways. So in Hindi, there's a saying, there's a common saying, Rakshak Bana Bhakshak. Who's supposed to protect, he himself is killing. So one story comes in one of the Puranas I heard, that how there was a hunter, a very cruel hunter, and he caught rabbits. He caught 3 to 4 rabbits. And he was taking them to kill them and sell them, so that he can earn his livelihood. And then he was tired walking, so he was sitting on the stone. And he put the rabbits, they were tied, but they were near his feet. So when he was sitting, he was tired. Later he saw the rabbits have actually taken shelter of his feet. And they were not at all fearful. They were feeling so much sheltered, even though he is going to kill them in a short time, they are feeling sheltered. Seeing this, the heart of this hunter melted and compassion aroused in his heart. The result was he left them. He gave them freedom and not killed them. So this is the 180 degree, you know, opposite story which we see in also in the scriptures. How he was supposed to kill him, but he became the protector. But here, today's subject matter is how the protector becomes the destroyer. It's very commonly seen entire Bhagavatam. Only Krishna and his pure devotees, his pure representative, are the real protectors. That Bhagavatam tells. And all others cannot be trusted. Srila Prabhupada also used to say, you cannot trust a person who is not a devotee. We cannot trust his consciousness. So let us analyze what are the reasons why someone who is a protector will become a destroyer of his own subjects. It's difficult to understand. The few reasons, there may be many, many more reasons. Few reasons which I thought was the first reason, who is a friend and who is enemy. The definition itself will give answer to this question. Like Prahlad says, no one is my friend, no one is enemy. For a devotee, there's no one friend, no one enemy. He doesn't discriminate people on that basis. He sees the eternal relationship of a jiva with Krishna and acts accordingly. But here, why someone becomes enemy and someone becomes friend? I think Churchill said, Winston Churchill, he was a prime minister of Britain long back. He said, there are no permanent friends and permanent enemies in this world. Very interesting. Why he said that? There are no permanent friends and no permanent enemies in this world. Because friendship or enmity depends on one thing. For a conditioned soul. We are not talking about devotees. We are talking about conditioned souls. Then how, if someone is helping me to gratify my senses, someone is helping in my sense gratification plan, he is my friend. And someone is not helping in my sense gratification, not, you know, adding flavor, rather, you know, working opposite, he is my enemy. So in that way, there are no permanent friends and enemies. And that's why we see so many, you know, party changing happening in the material world. Because whoever helps me in my sense gratification, he is my friend. So people may be friends for long, many years. But one small thing, because someone, some friend desires something and the other one is not helping him, now we are enemies. So here, Hiranyakashipu, what was his plan for sense gratification? He declared he is the supreme lord of the universe. He is the master of everyone. And that was his sense gratification. And there may be different conditioned souls and different level of sense gratification. For a small tiny ant, one, you know, leg of a dead insect can be a sense gratification. If another ant comes and encroaches on that property, they are enemies now. So degree may differ. The concept remains same. So Hiranyakashipu, everyone used to, you know, bow down to him. And whoever goes against, they were killed. Hiranyakashipu told all his demoniac followers that go and kill all the brahmanas and cows, because by this, these brahmanas are doing yajnas and they are giving energy to Lord Vishnu. So go and kill them. But here is his own son, 5 years old, Prahlad Maharaj, who is not supporting his plan for sense gratification and accepting that you are the Supreme Lord. Rather, he says Vishnu is Supreme Lord, and not only Vishnu is Supreme Lord, you should go and take shelter of Lord Vishnu. So even two conditioned souls who may be friends, but if slight agitation, not the other friend is not going as per my plan, he is not fitting in my plan, finish friendship. There starts enmity. The seed is sown there. Because the conception or the mindset of the conditioned soul is very narrow and limited to himself. We see examples in scriptures filled with this. Kamsa, he was also shedding tears when Devaki was getting married. He had so much affection for Devaki. And he himself, he was about to become king. He was a prince. And he himself decided that I will ride the chariot for my sister and my brother-in-law. And very affectionately, with tears in his eyes, with such soft heart, he was taking them. What happens? His plan also for his own sense gratification was he wanted to become supreme, unconquerable. Jai Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki. So here again the plan got destroyed, or is about to get destroyed, and the reason will be Devaki. Without thinking anything, when he heard this voice from the sky by demigods, he decided spontaneously to kill Devaki. Where are those tears? Where are the affection went? So anyone who tries to disturb my sense gratification, I will finish him. And that's what Krishna is explaining. It's the Asurik Bhava in 16th chapter. I have killed all my enemies. Some are remaining. I will kill them also. The same Bhava. It comes ahead. We see, Kamsa was also the protector for Devaki. Yes. Another example, we see 10th canto, Indra. When this Indra Puja was about to happen and it was cancelled, the plan was changed by Krishna. And instead of Indra Puja, that happened Govardhan Puja. What happened to Indra? He is supposed to be the protector for the farmers in one way. He is supposed to give rain so that the region will flourish. Maybe his heart melted too much and he poured so much rain to destroy them. Why? Because his plan, his ego was touched. So if we go and touch the false ego of someone, we cannot have relationship there. Because this material world, superficial relationships. So many examples we hear. Indra is sending apsaras for Rishi Munis so that he can destroy their, you know, yoga. And he can always remain Indra. Entire Bhagavatam is filled with these kind of stories. So this is one reason. Another reason, they are all more or less similar, but anyway, some different categories. Another reason is envy. Is envy. You see example of Duryodhan. In Mahabharata, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is going to Duryodhan and begging, trying to convince him, telling him that, Duryodhan, these are 5 Pandavas and they are Kshatriyas. You give them 5 villages and you take the entire world and be peaceful. Duryodhan said, no. Not even the space where you put the point of a needle I will give to them. Then Krishna says, okay, then let there be a war. He was envious. Earlier also, somehow forcefully, Dhritarashtra, you know, under some certain circumstances, he gave some land to Yudhishthira, Khandava Prastha, which was, no one could sustain there because it's like, nothing grows. But by Krishna's mercy, everything, it became the most flourished city, Indraprastha. Seeing that, again Duryodhan became envious. So from childhood onwards, that envy he was harboring, which was coming again and again in different actions of his. He tried to kill Bhima. He tried to disturb Pandavas, kill Pandavas because of his envy. So in his envy, he could not understand that Supreme Lord is the best well-wisher for everyone. And he was ready to go against him. And he was siding with whom? Karna, who himself had again another plans for his own sense gratification. So envy is another major reason we see that why people become enemies. Even in common material world, we see two friends, they start their business and they grow nicely, and somewhere they collide. Somewhere they have competition after 10 years. Till 10 years they are sharing the strategies, they are helping each other, giving contacts. Okay, take this, it will help in your business. You take this, it will help in your business. But when the competition comes, one common client, ek phool do mali, then you see the enmity. Then all friendship is gone. So in material world, this is bound to happen. Why? Because material world, resources are limited and desires are unlimited. We cannot have 10,000 prime ministers in country. No? Even if you put 10,000 prime ministers, there should be one who will be over them, and he'll be maybe supreme prime minister. So resources are always less. There can be only one authority. There cannot be multi. So resources are one. We go and sometimes we see this, you know, sometimes small politicians, they have party meeting and all that, public assembly, the party. And who will speak when they are fighting for that only? Imagine, I have been given opportunity, you know, blessing, sit here and speak Bhagavatam, and someone comes, take the mic and start speaking Bhagavatam. Someone stands here without mic, speaks Bhagavatam. It will create chaos. So resources are limited in this material world and desires are unlimited. Maybe the fallen conditioned soul, he thought that Krishna is creating this material world for me, I will enjoy. And Krishna was thinking, yeah, that go and try to enjoy and see what happens. You will cry and come back to me only. So when resources are limited, envy comes. Because everyone wants that particular thing. All the relationships are dead and gone then. But in spiritual circle, we are not talking about spiritual world, even in material world, in spiritual circle we see that. Understanding, proper knowledge, sacrifice, that helps. Like there can never be competition in spiritual circle. Someone will become envious. Oh, this fellow is chanting 25 rounds every day. So why you become envious? You chant 32 rounds. Who's stopping you? You have your own bead bag. Now, I don't want to chant 32. I want to chant 16. But this person should not chant 25 rounds. No, here resources are also unlimited. But desire is limited. So the again problem starts. Someone is saying that I am reading, you know, one devotee is reading 8 hours Bhagavatam on Ekadashi, every Ekadashi. Then you read 16 hours. Is there any shortage of books Bhagavatam? No. You read 16 hours. Very shortage. So if there is proper understanding, then there will be no fight. Third concept is me and mine. This is me, this is mine. Don't disturb. Like Suruchi, Uttanapad's wife, was very dear to Uttanapad. But when Dhruva, small boy, wanted to sit on the lap of his father, she said, "This is me. This is my husband. And here is my son, Uttam. And you are not mine. Get lost." Same relationship. She told that you go and pray to Lord Vishnu that next life you take birth from my womb and then you can sit there. So me and mine. This is my property. These are my people. You cannot touch them. Krishna is telling so many times in Bhagavad Gita, Mame Vanshu Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, that every living entity is my part and parcel. For how many years? Okay, Krishna, for you 10 years this person was your part and parcel, now he is my part and parcel. No, Krishna is a Sanatan, eternally he is my part and parcel. But then Maya is so powerful. These things people are reading, hearing, but still attacks. So we can only imagine the inconceivable potency of illusory energy of the Lord. When some sadhaka is doing something wrong, we say, "Oh, this fellow cannot understand." So clearly Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam again and again these things, and he is afflicted by same disease. But then we should see the mirror of our own heart. We are also reading Bhagavatam. And you see in this Kamsa and Devaki, who was frustrated? Kamsa was frustrated. All through those years when he put Devaki into prison, he was sleepless. He was sleepless. So much torture. Who was frustrated? Indra or the Brajavasis in Govardhan Leela? So a person who is conditioned, he is bound to become frustrated. But if in that frustrated condition, somehow or the other, by some mercy, if he takes the shelter of Vaishnavas, even though he would have done so many mistakes, so many sinful activity, and so many offenses, he will attain to that supreme bliss. He will attain to that supreme bliss. Suruchi. What happened to Suruchi? Dhruva was always blissful. Only that some time he was agitated and angry. But once he went and met Narada Muni, he started his own Krishna consciousness. For next 36,000 years he was blissful. After that he went back to Godhead. What happened to Suruchi? She became mad. Even so many examples. Duryodhan. Whole life he suffered. Even his death was so horrible. His thigh was broken. He was lying down. In that situation he died. So anyone. Prabhupada says in one Bhagavatam class. I think in teachings of Queen Kunti. I'm not so very sure. One place in Bhagavatam. In the lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, anyone who goes against this Krishna conscious society, he is doomed to be destroyed. He will be destroyed. Very clearly Prabhupada is telling. And Prabhupada is raising his voice. Prabhupada is giving assurances to his disciples that go and preach, even if you face troubles. Whoever is coming on your way, he will be destroyed, rest assured. Only Krishna is seeing for some time how much dedicated we are. How much we are fixed up on the path of dharma. For 90 years, Yudhishthir Maharaj was undergoing these problems. He didn't budge even a millimeter from the path of Dharma. So Krishna is testing us. So we are going and preaching, or we are doing any other service, if we are facing problems and challenges. Yes, we get frustrated, that is our right. We can cry, that is our right. But don't leave the path. Because that privilege to serve the mission is given to very few people. In 11th canto it is mentioned, anyone who is preaching is a Madhyama Adhikari. So in a way, in ISKCON, everyone is one way or other preaching. But some tendencies disturb us. So we'll face this problem. What do we see in modern scenario? These are the examples from the scriptures. What we see in modern scenario also? Same problem. Leaders or parents, you know, politicians, they're not giving Krishna consciousness to their children. That is the biggest enmity. Here, Hiranyakashipu is ready to kill his son. And we say, oh, Hiranyakashipu is such a horrible person. But we as a leaders, as a mother, as a teacher, as a father, as a politician, whoever may be the leader, we are not giving Krishna consciousness to the subjects who are under us. Imagine what kind of enmity we have with them. And further, we are misguiding. People are misguiding. You go in the city of Bombay, most of the people, you go to mothers. You know, someone was telling, he was one principal. She complained to the mother that your daughter, she's in class 11th, and she roams around with the boys. And the mother is chastising principal. Who are you to come in the personal affairs of my daughter? Your son, your daughter, they're smoking, they're drinking. Why are you talking these things? Parents are telling. Let them have fun. I met one person. Now this principal is from Bhuvaneshwar. Utkal. We hear so much glory. He is from Bhuvaneshwar. He says, Swamiji, you are so old-fashioned. He is not from Bombay. He is from a small town in India. Now also. Hey, you are very old-fashioned. Me and my daughter, she is 18 years old. We drink together. Not Charanamrit. Liquor. I said, Hare Krishna. I was about to preach to him. I said, Hare Krishna, take Bhagavad Gita. Only Prabhupada could deliver you. I don't have potency. I left that place. So, is this less than Hiranyakashipu? At least Hiranyakashipu is ready to destroy the body. But they are destroying the soul. They are worse than Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is only destroying the body of Prahlad. But people, they are protecting parents, they are protecting the bodies of their children, but they are destroying the souls. That is the situation today. So there are many things which can be said on this subject matter. For the people who are non-devotees, for the people who are practicing devotees. One devotee in Juhu was telling to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, there is so much maya in temple. Prabhupada said, that is not wonderful. That is not a big thing. Wonderful is that there is a temple in the kingdom of maya. So Prabhupada has given us protection. And he has told us how to see these problems. But that takes a lot of... We'll talk in the... later. But it takes lot of knowledge, lot of mahat seva, a lot of service to instructions of pure devotees. And Prabhupada has given us instructions which for eternity we can keep trying and still instructions will be more. So much instructions he has already given. Then we'll talk one more thing, but in we have some time. One short thing, yesterday I was when I was going through this translation, so one devotee was with me, he said, why Narada Muni is called Bhagavan? I remember one devotee asked me some few years back, why Shivji is called Bhagavan or Narada Muni is called Bhagavan in Bhagavatam. So here, see what Prabhupada writes in the translation. Sorry, in the word-to-word meaning. Bhagavan means, O exalted sage. And in the translation he says, O my Lord. Here Bhagavan does not mean the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is not Mayavad concept. Here Bhagavan means who is very dear to Krishna. Who is following the path given by Krishna. Or who has been provided with these six opulences. Like Prime Minister or a Secretary, they both almost have same power. One is Prime Minister, one is Secretary, but they have same powers. So similarly, devotees like Narada Muni, they have power. If Narada Muni puts a glance on someone and says, you know, he just says that you become a devotee, he'll become, Krishna will be forced to make him devotee. We know Nalkuver and Manigriv. Acharya explained, Krishna told Nalkuver and Manigriv that you know why you are delivered? Because Narada Muni was merciful to you. It is not that for hundreds and hundreds of years you are standing at this Nandagram. Not Nandagram, in Gokul. That is why you are delivered. That doesn't affect much. So staying in Dham is not so important. But taking blessings of the real Dhamvasis, that is important. One devotee asked that why we became, how we became devotees. So another one, Maharaj replied, you know how we became devotees? Because someone, some of the previous acharyas, they prayed with love and affection to Krishna that my dear Lord, please make these jivas in Kali Yuga devotees. Please let them surrender unto you. Please let them get liberated from these miseries of material world. And that is why Krishna makes us devotees. He made us devotees. And that is how Prabhupada said, you don't have any qualification. I made your qualification. He told to his disciples in America. So that is how the power is given to such pure representative. And that is why they are called Bhagavan. There can be more meanings, but we don't have time. Another important concept, which actually is connected to the first concept of Rakshak Bana Bhakshak, is he is asking, Bruhi, please tell me. Arjuna also asked, Bruhi Tanme, please tell me. So what happens, whenever there is a misunderstanding, and this is especially for the practicing sadhakas. Whenever there is misunderstanding, better to clarify. The one most important thing which destroys the relationship is less communication. Some problem happened, someone said something, and these two fellows became enemies. Didn't take little effort to go and communicate and clarify, Prabhuji, what happened? Why are you behaving in such a way? If any fault, I am ready to correct myself. And you will see there may not be any fault of anyone. Some words here and there, some rumors, something happened and these two fellows became enemies. Another thing which is a problem in this kind of scenario, is impersonalism. Suppose I am there and there is one more devotee. Yeah? There are two sadhakas and one person has an authority. And the other fellow has a problem with this fellow, but he thinks that I have problem also with him. Bodily consciousness, me and mine. Me and mine. Based on regions, based on education, even within education, based on, like engineering, we are computer science, I am a mechanical engineer. And outside you see they form forums, they form communities based on this. Getting more and more entangled in bodily consciousness. And because we are coming from that samsara, the influence is there. Oh, I am from this part of India. India will be destroyed, Prabhu, when Mahavishnu will inhale. Why you are planning to get destroyed? Oh, I am Indian. He is American. Both will be destroyed. And Prabhupada becomes so heavy. When he was in Vrindavan, 1972, Kartik, he was giving this series of NOD lectures. He says, what is this concept of American Vaishnava, European Vaishnava, Indian Vaishnava? Vaishnava means Vaishnava. Very heavy lecture. So this concept. Ultimately it boils down to me and mine. And ultimately go down, it is me only. It is I who is the problem. I am from North India, you are from South India. So we must become enemies. You know? That is how the concept is. Because bodily consciousness. And then because this fellow is not very good person, but because he is from South, he is my friend. And I am from South. I am taking an example, I am not talking about anyone. I will take some example, like, because I am from Antarctica and he is from Antarctica, even though he may be a useless fellow, he is my friend. And tomorrow they both will fight. Doesn't happen? Happen. Who doesn't fight with whom? Everyone fight with each other. Till the time the person is engrossed in this concept of me, I, me and mine, he will fight. Because he is covered. The pure living entity is covered by the mind. And Maya is just playing the tricks. And she is successful. She is successful. So better, if we can clarify and communicate, things will settle immediately. Over communication is never a problem. Under communication is. Communication is the key word here. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he didn't see these Americans. He didn't see the hippies. They don't even know how to dress. Such filthy lifestyle. He didn't see this apparent conceptions or apparent appearance. He saw the conditioned soul who is waiting for the mercy of Krishna. And that's why he could deliver. And as a sadhaka, we play many roles. We have many hats. We keep changing the hats. When we go outside temple, we distribute books. Do we ask, Prabhu, are you from this state? Then only I'll help you in Krishna consciousness. If I am from North Antarctica and you are from South Antarctica, I will not distribute book to you. You go and take from some other book distributor who is from South Antarctica. Do we do that? No. There when we are outside, we become pure devotees. But when all pure devotees come together, then something happens. Do we not become pure devotees outside? When people go for college preaching, people go for book distribution, go for congregation, do we ask? Sunday, we have every Sunday, we have Bhagavad Gita class here. After the aarti over, aarti gets over. Whoever is preacher, does he say, okay, who all are from this state, come and sit closer to me. Others can sit or go home, I am not bothered. There we become pure devotees. But when it comes inside, because we are seeing the superficial things, the conditioning from the material world is continuing. And that is not a problem, because that is how conditioned soul is, and that is the process. The problem is not that we are thinking in such a way. The problem is, are we trying to rectify that situation? I am conditioned soul, I am bound to think in a way which is non-Krishna conscious. That is perfectly alright. But what am I doing for the solution? That is important. And that is a reformation program. Nowhere it is mentioned, once you start chanting, once you become initiated, once you come to Krishna consciousness, you join temple, immediately you will be out of these material conceptions. No, no, it's a gradual. Krishna says, shane, shane. Gradually we'll come to that level. But gradually it will start when we start somewhere working on the solutions. If you are not working at all, like we are hungry, Nirjala Ekadashi is coming. Next day of Nirjala Ekadashi, what happens? We try to put so much together in our stomach, and because stomach is completely empty from one day, immediately pain will start. Sometimes even vomiting will start. Gradually. In normal days, we sit, now we'll go for prasadam. We take one morsel, and that much satisfaction we get, that much energy we get, and that much our stomach is filled. We take another morsel. So the problem is not we are thinking in the conditioned way. The problem is not that we are covered by Maya. The problem is we are not trying to uncover that covering. And that will happen by taking this process of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada knew that whoever are coming, they are conditioned souls? Or when we go and preach, we know that they are pure devotees? No, we know that they are conditioned, and gradually they will elevate. But the tendency of conditioned soul is after going for a certain distance, he sits down. In our childhood, we have heard this story, rabbit and tortoise. Hare and the tortoise. Hare is running, tortoise, they are having competition. This fellow runs fast, goes so ahead and thinking, oh, this tortoise is never going to reach. And then he sleeps. And then slow and steady wins the race. What do we learn? We may go slow, but we should be fixed up. So then all these problems, what we read in Hiranyakashipu's life, will be resolved. Prahlad Maharaj didn't told to Hiranyakashipu, shave up, join new bhakta. He will go and take shelter of Lord, however you want. He didn't say, take vanaprastha now only, take sannyas. No, the process is take shelter. Gradually you will become. And Krishna is, Acharya is not expecting that one day. If someone is conditioned soul, how in one day, until unless some extraordinary thing happens? Prabhupada says, in one lifetime you can go back to Godhead if you are determined like Dhruva. If you are determined like Dhruva Maharaj, you can go back to Godhead. One lifetime. Otherwise, gradually we'll go. This or the other. Other or the other. Or maybe next time when Mahaprabhu will come. So this is the solution. So the problem statement is my own conception, a narrow-minded, me and mine, whoever disturbs becomes my enemy. The solution is, first we go and communicate, clarify and work on our own self to get rid of these problems. And Krishna will help, Prabhupada will help. Prabhupada writes in 3rd Canto, 26th or 27th chapters, teachings of Lord Kapila. In one purport, Prabhupada writes three times, even a neophyte devotee can become liberated just by taking darshan of the Lord in the temple. Then after one paragraph, he writes, even a third class devotee can become a pure devotee just by paying obeisances to the Lord. And one more he write to Prabhupada. This has given us that process and hope, and it is working for others. It shall work for everyone. Hare Krishna. Any comments?
Hare Krishna. See, people like Kamsa and Hiranyakashipu, though they were demons, they seem to have sound knowledge about soul. From where did they acquire this knowledge?
From
where did they acquire this knowledge?
That was the influence of previous ages. Even demons had knowledge. Kali Yuga is such an age that even, you know, normal person or the leader does not have knowledge. It's a common sense.
So because of their previous birth?
Not previous birth. They had Guru na. Ravana. Ravana was a son of Brahmana. Hiranyakashipu was connected to, who was this Guru? Shukracharya. Did Shukracharya didn't know that we are not body, we are soul? He knew. Now you will see in the next chapter how Hiranyakashipu will preach. I'll just read one line. Hiranyakashipu reacted very sinfully because Hiranyaksha was killed by trying to diminish the religious activities. This is a summary for next chapter. Religious activities of people in general. However, he instructed his nephews about a history just to diminish their aggrievement. And then he is preaching. Such a wonderful. To pacify them, he spoke what he speaks to his mother, to his sister-in-law and nephews. For heroes to die before the enemy is glorious, according to their different fruitive activities, living entities come together within this material world and are again separated by laws of nature. We should always know, however, that the spirit soul, which is different from body, is eternal, inadjustable, pure, all-pervading and aware of everything. When bound by material energy, the soul takes birth in higher or lower species of life according to varying association, and in this way receives various types of bodies in which to suffer or enjoy. One affliction by the conditions of the material existence is the cause of happiness and distress. There are no other causes, and one should not be aggrieved upon seeing the superficial action of karma. If someone of us is convinced and acting on this philosophy given by Hiranyakashipu, we will become pure devotees.
But then why do we call them demon? They go over so much of knowledge.
Because even after having knowledge, they are acting demoniacally. Duryodhan also went to Dronacharya. Yudhishthira also went to Dronacharya to study. And Dronacharya gave Brahmastra, not even Brahmastra, bigger than Brahmastra is Brahmashira, to Arjun and to Ashwatthama. But how Arjuna used, how Ashwatthama used. If you go and read the 7th chapter of 1st canto, where Ashwatthama has released Brahmashira, he has released, Arjuna is fearful. But why Ashwatthama released? The reaction was out of fear. He was fearful and he was about to be killed by Arjuna. He knew Arjuna will kill him. Arjuna has destroyed so many people, he will also kill Ashwatthama. So out of fear, he released Brahmashira. And Arjuna also was fearful. But what he did? He prayed to Krishna. So it is not the knowledge which discriminates between demon and a devotee. It is the tendency how you act. It is your action which will decide. If I have full knowledge, I have read all the Vedas, all the scriptures, but I am acting demonically, so I am a demon. It's not based on knowledge. I'm sure that many of us will not have knowledge which Hiranyakashipu also had.
So the conclusion is that in every person there are demonic quality and devotee's qualities.
That's already told in Bhagavad Gita. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
How come inside the temple?
How come?
Inside the temple, we experience positive vibration.
We experience
positive vibrations and positive energies.
Because
once
Lord
we
is
go
there,
outside,
yeah, there's the effect. The Lord is there, the worship is going on, people are coming, they are paying obeisances to Lord, they are having some affection and love. So all this create positive vibration. And even when one comes from outside, he feels, he is touched by that positive vibration. That is why it is a temple is the best place to practice Krishna consciousness. One should regularly come. Even as a householder, if he is staying outside, he should regularly come with, you know, take that positive energy and then sustain on that for whole day and again come next day. And gradually you can make your home as a temple. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.